This is the James Harper Show.
James Harper Show.
James Harper Show.
It's the James Harper Show.
My guests are Jack
Bridge. Oh, God, bloody hell.
Jack Bridger. I'm also with Ben King. So this is the James Harper Show.
James Harper.
Today we're going to be talking about James Harper. Yeah.
Surprisingly.
Yeah.
Another episode of the James Harper Show about James Harper. Well, that's
surprising. Right, so Jack, you've just spilled wine on your shorts. Tell us about it.
That's the third occasion this evening.
So James Harper is wearing red shorts. Are you trying to mimic it?
No, that's not true. I think if anyone could see our shorts, everyone would be able to see that mine are quite baggy and large. James are rather tight.
Red. But you can't see much there.
There's nothing on show at all.
No, they're very tight.
Even though they're tight.
Bit strange, really.
Yeah, I don't know.
Questions might be asked.
I don't think they'll be asked on this podcast.
Oh, not on this podcast.
Moving on.
Yeah. I think I had some interesting lines of questioning lines.
I think we've got nothing to say anymore.
We've got nothing to say anymore.
I think it's
over. The James Harper Show is now closed, with special thanks to our guests Ben King and Harry.
Oh, that's a similar joke to the opening one.
And Chat Butcher.
Yeah.
Well, that's the last time I let Vaz host this podcast. So welcome to the fourth episode. Thanks for all your messages of congratulations for the Celta. It was a mad, intensive course, and some time to chill out was definitely in order. I've just had one long goodbye with a bunch of friends in the beautiful hills of northern Lazio. It was in the picturesque, authentically Italian town of Soriano nel Cimino, which is a town near the borders of Tuscany and Umbria. This was my last week in Europe before jetting off to Africa. God knows when I'll be back. So a few highlights from this week include drinking litres and litres of wine while playing very stressful games under canopies of grapevines, and racing around Italian lakes in boats.
So Jack, why are you such a bad driver?
I'll have you know that I've won every boat race that I've been involved in today.
So on this podcast, you'll learn how to win at the game of articulate every time, how to scare your friends witless in the dark, and why you should never, ever buy Spanish olive oil. So of the many drunken games we played, we had the most passionate game of articulate I have ever played, hands down. My team won by a whopping margin for two special reasons. And if you've always struggled at this game, listen closely, and you'll find out what those two reasons are. And for those of you who don't know, articulate is a game where you have to describe a word on a card without saying the word itself in a tight time limit. In a nutshell, this is how the game went.
In like Greek and Roman areas, maybe they'd put on a play and it would be a...
Open air theatre.
So that word, but there is a specific type of that.
This is a typical term for the opponents.
Afraid that's time.
Go.
It's not a square, it's a
circle.
And this was a bog standard, totally typical turn for my team, which also included Jack and Zayna.
You put this on your fire and you mine it from the ground.
Log.
Log.
This is, you play it in a church, music maker.
Organ.
You use this to fix things.
Screwdriver, hammer.
Bad workman blames his.
Tools.
You put this underground to transport your electricity or over the top.
Cable.
Stop. Wow, those are two words that I didn't know. Well done.
We were two spaces away from winning. And then we got a spin. And we span it, and the arrow landed fractionally on the line. Meaning we could have won, but we remained good sports.
If there's any doubt, then we don't want to claim it. So it's fine.
Guys, it's just a game.
But us being good sports didn't stop everyone. Everybody else from being really bad losers.
And all you do know is
James,
both Jack, James,
Jack
and Zayna have radio faces.
Oh. Wow.
So here are my two tips for winning at articulate. Number one, don't drink too much. Fortunately, Zayna kept Jack and I on the straight and narrow.
Who else wants some articulate juice?
My team are banned from
articulate
juice.
You can't be on a
ragey. That's enough.
Others weren't so lucky.
Do you've done very well, Ben, and you should be proud of your
team. Some more wine?
Yeah, that was a bit drunk.
And I'll just piss myself tonight.
And then it just got embarrassing.
I'm tasting myself.
Right now, as we speak, you're pissing yourself.
We have to drive in this person's car tomorrow.
And my second tip for winning at articulate, practice saying stop.
By the time it hits the fire,
right there.
The P should have been pronounced.
Stop! Stop!
You're just you're bothering the word, which is what you're trying to do. What?
Guys,
sake, and I hope I enunciate this clearly, when asked why have you got your hand around the timer, James replied, so I can see each individual grain of sand.
I mean, it is only a game, isn't it, James?
The next day, we went to a beautiful castle in the hills and had a wine and olive oil tasting extravaganza with salami, prosciutto, cheeses, and we learnt a lot about olive oil. The take-home message was, don't trust the Spanish. And what have you learnt about olive production?
I know here they pick the olives as opposed to letting them fall and then easily scooping them up like the other shit olive oil producers. Like, what are
they where? From where?
Spain. The olive oil produced here is up in the 95% unsaturated fat.
That's right.
3% saturated fat and 2% taste. And, you know, your Spanish olive oils, they're all the way down. Oh,
dirty,
great.
Dirty Spaniards.
They're like all the way down to 70% unsaturated. Like,
and don't even get me started on the Greeks.
Who knows what the Greeks are saying? It's probably not olives the way their economy is.
But we were already wine experts, so we had long, detailed debates on the intricacies of wine production and grape varieties.
James, tell us, which grapes are in the different red wines?
This was the Merlot.
It's a little bit more than that.
What difference does it make what grape it is, Lizzie? What does Merlot taste like?
Merlot tends to be fruitier.
All grapes are fruity, aren't they not?
I mean, grapes are a fruit.
Yes, they will be fruity.
That's true.
We capped off the holiday with a night walk through the farm roads behind the villa. There were no street lights, and we didn't allow any torches. The entire journey was illuminated by the faintest starlight. Naturally, walking at night presents a few dangers.
What's your biggest fear right now?
Get eaten alive by dogs.
I've walked past these doggies like a few times now, and I've never been killed.
The last time I went past them, at a run with Armin pulling the hood of my jumper to make me run faster. I think me and Armin were both just crying.
And with that, we were off. And before long, we came across the dogs.
Dogs. Dogs. Oh my god!
What the fuck? What the hell is this?
Oh! Zaina, come on.
No, I'm not going any further. Zaina. I need my torch. I'm fucking going.
Guys, no, chill out. Guys, chill out.
Where
out.
Are they?
Shit!
Jesus Christ.
Come on there. Hang on.
Oh my god.
Ellie.
Oh my god.
No, please don't
I'm going back. Ellie, a literal heart attack.
Zaina.
Fucking not kidding.
Zaina.
I'm not going any further. Don't make me go any further.
We can get through. We can do this. We can do this. I'm between you and the dogs. Come on.
No, they're behind that wall.
Behind
the wall.
Don't shine the lights in their face. We aggravate them.
Jeez. You think I'm asthmatic? Because I really can't breathe right now.
So we got past the dogs, and then we polished off our wine under the stars while telling quite cheesy ghost stories. And then we came across a fireworks display across the valley.
Wow!
Oh!
Noi! We want Beth.
Oh!
Ah!
Ooh.
Boom!
Bang!
Ooh!
Bang!
Quite far away. Wait, there it is.
It's really far away.
Big display, this.
But we soon realised you can't have too much
of right, okay. Yeah. I've seen the fireworks.
I'm done with the fireworks.
Yeah, I mean, this is going on forever. Why? This does not stop.
This is then.
But the night couldn't be complete without one big prank.
So what do we do?
We need to get a head high to jump out. That's simple as that.
It never fails.
So we're gonna quick march, catch up.
Overtake.
Subtly overtake. Subtle.
Mm-hmm. Hang out where the dogs are.
Hide somewhere. No, I think
Yes, where the dogs are. So they think the dog's coming off.
They are going literally mental.
Yeah, this is it, guys. The grand finale. Grand finale.
Look at that.
Grand finale.
So as the fireworks finale kicked in, we found our chance for a getaway.
Hey, you pretend to be dogs, okay? Yes, here in the gate, in the gate. Oh, that's perfect.
Jack, are we ready? Are we ready? They're coming. Here they come. Kill them.
Oh! So thanks for listening. Next up, Kenya. Stay tuned for the next one.
Even as a person who's fundamentally not afraid, I stood on somebody's foot. It may have been Ian. In order to make sure.
I was fundamentally not afraid, but I still shat myself.
I still
ran away.